بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate.
وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا.
By those angels that pluck out the soul from depths.
وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا.
And gently take it away, and gently take it away.
Here the allusion is to the angels of death who descend to the depths of a person's being in order to draw out his soul from every fiber of his body.
وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحًا.
And by those that speedily glide along the cosmos, and by those that speedily glide along the cosmos.
The words speedily glide along portray the promptness and swiftness which characterize the actions of the angels in carrying out God's commands.
السابقات سبقا.
And vie with the others in carrying out their Lord's behests. And vie with the others in carrying out their Lord's behests.
That is, as soon as the angels receive any indication of what God wants them to do, they begin to vie with one another in carrying out His commands.
المدبرات أمرا.
And then manage the affairs of the universe according to their Lord's commands. And then manage the affairs of the universe.
This shows that the angels are God's functionaries who are appointed by Him to administer the affairs of the universe according to His commands.
يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةُ.
The day when the quaking will cause a violent convulsion.
تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةُ.
And will be followed by another quaking.
قلوب يومئذ واجفة.
On that day, some hearts shall tremble with fright.
أبصارها خاشعة.
And their eyes shall be downcast with dread.
يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة.
They say, shall we indeed be restored to life?
أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِرَةً.
Even after we have been reduced to bones, hollow and rotten.
قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ.
They say, that will then be a return with a great loss. They say, that will then be a return with a great loss.
In response to the query from the deniers of the hereafter, see verses 10 and 11 above, it was made clear that they would certainly be restored to life even after they have been reduced to bones, hollow and rotten. On hearing this, they gave full vent to jest and irony, saying to one another that such a return would mean courting a very substantial loss, for they would be skeletons, simply rotten bones.
فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ.
Surely, they will need no more than a single stern blast.
فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ.
And lo, they will all be in the open plain.
هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى.
Has Moses' story reached you?
إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى.
When his Lord called him in a sacred valley of Tuwa.
إِذْهَبْ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَى.
And directed him, go to Pharaoh, he has rebelled.
فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى.
And say to him, are you willing to be purified?
وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى.
That I may direct you to your Lord, and then you hold him in awe.
فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَى.
Then Moses, peace be upon him, went to Pharaoh and showed him the great sign. Then Moses, peace be upon him, went to Pharaoh and showed him the great sign.
The great sign demonstrated by Moses, peace be upon him, consisted in his staff becoming a serpent. It is mentioned at several places in the Quran.
But he denied it as false and disobeyed. And then he turned back to have recourse to his craftiness. And gathered his people and declared,
فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى
I am the supreme Lord of you all.
فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى
Thereupon, Allah seized him for the chastisement of the world to come, as well as of the present.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى
Surely, there is a great lesson in it for whoever would fear Allah. Surely, there is a great lesson in it for whoever would fear Allah.
The lesson behind Pharaoh's story is that one should be fearful of the abhorrent consequences which stem from decrying God's messengers as liars.